the second chapter. And verse 5. The Zechariah, the book, the Old Testament, the second chapter, and verse 5. For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. Amen. Hallelujah. For I, the Lord, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. Amen. One more scripture. Proverbs chapter 25. Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 28. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without. One more time. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without. Amen. One more scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And verse 32. And the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. 1 Corinthians 14th chapter, verse 32. Can we read that together? And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of you are fasting today? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the word which the Lord put into my heart this evening to preach. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That the Lord himself shall be a wall of fire around us, and that he shall guard the glory with it. Amen. See, in the scriptures you will find the Bible being very clear about a wall, of the wall being the Lord himself all around us. And that's what protects you. That's what protects your family. That's what protects your home. When the Lord is in charge, and when he has encircled you, and when he is a wall of fire all around you, that's what keeps you safe. Amen. How many of you would love the Lord to be your wall? Amen. The same word for wall is the word that is translated in the scriptures. Whenever from Hebrew, when you translate the same word wall, you find similar meanings coming to the word shield, hedge. All those are wall, shield, hedge. All those are coming from the same Hebrew word. Amen. Amen. For the Bible says that even the devil, Satan, recognized there was a hedge or a wall around Job. Amen. And he knew that he could no way get through that wall and attack Job as long as that wall was there around him. There was no way that Job could be touched, or his family could be touched, or anything that he got, his possessions or his wealth or anything for that matter, nothing could be touched by the enemy as long as the hedge around Job stayed. Amen. See, you do not see this, but the devil knows when God himself is a wall all around you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. There is an invisible wall. Amen. That which is visible for the devil, invisible to you, but a visible wall for the devil. The wall being the Lord himself all around his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. A wall. Amen. See, God said to Abraham in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter and verse 1, Abraham, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. In other words, what God is saying is, listen, Abraham, I am going to be your shield. I am going to be, the same Hebrew word, shield, comes from, I mean, it's the same meaning, the same word meaning wall. I am going to be your shield, Abraham. Amen. And your great reward. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You need to understand one thing. When you are a child of God, and when you are in a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ through His blood, you have every right to have the divine protection of God around your life, around your family, around your marriage, around your children, around all that God has given you. Amen. It is your covenant relationship right to have God as your shield. Amen. Imagine the Lord Himself being your shield, being your wall, being your hedge. Amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, you will find the Lord saying through the mouth of Moses, when I called you, or when I called the people of Israel out of Egypt, and when I led them out into the promised land, I myself encircled them and I instructed them. Can you imagine that? I myself, the Lord is saying, encircle them. Tonight, more than anything else, how many of you would love the Lord to be in the circle around you? Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you would love the Lord to Himself be the circle around you? I myself encircled them and instructed them. Instruction comes into your life when you recognize and know that the Lord is around you. We are not worshiping a dumb idol. We are not falling down before a God who cannot hear us or speak to us. We worship the living God. And He told His church, listen, I shall encircle you and instruct you, and I shall keep you as the apple of my eye. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, Abraham knew this. Moses knew this. Job knew it. David said in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 22, he says in the 26th verse, Lord, You are my exceeding great shield. Amen. You are my exceeding great shield. Lord, You are my exceeding great shield. Listen, look to that word, please. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 36. Not 26, 36. 2 Samuel 22 and verse 36. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Amen. Hear me, please. You have also given me the shield of your. Amen. Hallelujah. 31st verse, he said, God His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all those who trust in Him. Amen. Amen. And so what happened? 37th verse. Because the Lord is the shield, You have enlarged my path under me. My feet did not slip. When the Lord is around you like a fire, when He is your shield, when He is your edge, then God's word says, your feet shall not slip. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you love to walk in the perfect blessing of God? Amen. Now we're coming into the message, and the message is actually not on the fact that the Lord is the wall, but the fact that the Lord is the wall, that's true. But is He a wall around you, or is there a breach in that wall? Amen. If there is a breach in that wall, or if there is a brokenness in that wall, or if the Lord is not the wall around you, then how can you get back to that place where you will find the Lord Himself encircling you and protecting you and instructing you once again? Some of you do not know what victory is all about. At one point of your time in your life, you knew what it meant to be a victorious Christian. But here David is saying, listen, Lord, when You are my shield, and when You are the shield of my salvation, I am sure my feet will not slip. Amen? And then look at what he's saying. It is not only that his feet will not slip, the 38th verse says, I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back again until they were And I have destroyed them and wounded them, and they would not rise. They have fallen under my. See, he's saying on the divine principle that, Lord, when you are my shield, every demonic host that came against me, every kind of temptation that came against me, every kind of unbelief and fear and restlessness that came against me, every tricks of the enemy, every subtle snare of the enemy, it not only defeated me, it didn't. I defeated it. I went behind it. I chased it and made sure that it was under my feet. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the Lord is a shield, when he is the hedge, when he is the wall, God is saying, listen, the very things that comes against you, demonic hosts, principalities and powers of darkness, all kinds of witchcraft or whatever, whatever kind of temptation, whatever kind of evil is coming against you, it shall not touch you. It shall not touch your family. It shall not touch your marriage. You shall not even think of divorce. It shall not touch your children. It shall not touch your finances. Nothing that you have shall be touched by the enemy as long as the Lord is a wall around you. Hear that? When the church has got the Lord himself as a wall, the church does not need to fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You've seen men of God with great boldness, and the boldness comes from the fact that they are in a covenant relationship with God. They are walking the way that God has commanded them to. And when they walk that way in the covenant relationship with the Lord, they know for sure the wall of God's glory is around them. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, look at David again in Psalms chapter 3. Psalms chapter 3. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us tonight. Psalms chapter 3. And third verse. Read it together. Psalms 3 and verse 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. Amen. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me. Amen. My glory and the one who lifts up my head. Amen. And then he goes on to say, I cried to the Lord with my voice and he heard me from his holy hill. When the Lord is a shield, when he is your glory, when he is your hedge, when he is your wall, my Bible says that there shall be utmost knowing in your spirits deep within that he shall hear you when you ask him. Some of you are confused why your prayers are not going up. You've been making the same prayers for years and years and years without seeing a deliverance. It could be that you might be in a deception and the wall might be not there around you, but tonight we're going to find out how to get back inside the fire that God has kept for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at him. He says, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. Can you imagine that? He says, I had sound sleep. I was not restless in my sleep. So many believers come and say, I couldn't sleep yesterday. I was so restless. I'm troubled, so anxious, so worried. I'm so much in fear. Why? It could be that you're not sensing, or you're not trusting at the truth that the Lord himself is a wall, a hedge, a shield around you. Amen. Amen. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O God, and save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. You have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Amen. When the wall is the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Every kind of demonic hosts that tries to come against you, that comes against your mind, that tries to attack your spirit, that tries to attack your body with afflicting sickness and bondage, all shall be crushed. You hear that? Hallelujah. lift your hand, and if you mean it, say, Lord, be a wall around me, around my family, around my life. Hallelujah. Come on, pray. Ask the Lord from your hearts. Ask him. Tonight, ask him. Tonight, ask him. Tonight, ask him. Glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God said that to Abraham. God said that to Moses. God said that to Job. God said that to David. All of them knew for sure that the Lord was a wall around them. But when you come through the scriptures, you will find my Bible saying, in the period of time when Ezekiel was the prophet, you will find the Bible saying, where God's hand came upon Ezekiel the prophet, lifted him up and put him in a valley, where the valley of dry bones. Amen. And have you thought of that? In Ezekiel 37, the Lord picked up Ezekiel the prophet and put him in a valley, and the valley was of dry bones. And have you ever thought why it became a valley of dry bones? See, we know when it was a valley of dry bones, God's hand came upon the prophet and the prophet prophesied over them, and the anointing of God came, the Spirit of the living God came and raised them up as a mighty army for the Lord's glory. Amen. But how or why did they become the valley of dry bones in the first place? Some of you sitting in this place, you know there's a revival for you. You know that even if you're a dry bone today and all your hope is gone, God can strengthen you and bring you back again as a mighty vessel of honor for His glory. Amen. You know that. But unless you know what put you in that situation that made you a dry bone. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You might be bound to make the same mistake again. So we don't want to commit the same mistake, because the Bible says in Proverbs, a fool repeats his folly. But we learn from our mistakes. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be a fool. Amen. Don't be a fool. Say it again. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. What made the people of God dry bones? See, when you look at the scriptures, you will find a lot of reasons. But one of them was the fact that in the book of Ezekiel, the 13th chapter, the prophets who came and preached, they said to the chapter is mentioned as woe to the foolish prophets. And those prophets came, and you know what the prophet said? Read the 9th verse. My hand will be against the prophets who envision futility and who divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of the people of God, nor be written in the record of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord God. And the 10th verse, because they have seduced my people, saying, peace when there is no peace, and one builds a boundary wall, and they plaster it with untempered mortar. Say to those who plaster it with untempered mortar, that it will fall. They were just whitewashing the walls. They were just having a wall. They forgot the Lord was the wall. Are you with me? They forgot that the Lord Himself was the wall. And they substituted the Lord for the lie of the prophets. And they began to build for themselves walls. They began to find the security in things which they had built for themselves. How true it is today. When you and me, we find a security sometimes in our finances. We find a security in relationships that are carnal. We find a security in the opinions of people. They were plastering and making a wall for themselves. They forgot the Lord. They were scared. And just because of their fear, they chose prophets who would say, listen, everything is well with you. You have no problem. You are a beautiful bunch of people. You can build yourself a wall, plaster it, whitewash it. It'll look good. Religion is, whitewashing has always got to do with religion. You can whitewash it with any kind of religion that you want. You can change the way you worship. You can change the way you pray. You can change the style of it. You can think different. You can have positive suggestions in your mind. Do everything that you want, but make sure that the Lord is not the wall. Put your dependence upon your own ability. Put your dependence upon your own works. Put your dependence on your own strength and make for yourself walls. Oh, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, release your people to a dimension where they can see in the Spirit. For them to make for themselves walls, they forgot the Lord was the wall. Can you imagine that? A pastor can't be a wall around you. A man of God can't be a wall around you. Only the Lord can be a wall around you. You hear that? Amen. Come on, church. Tonight, you know, I find a great resistance against this message. And that resistance doesn't come from you. It comes from the enemy. And my anger is kindled against the work of the enemy that is trying to use your hearts and your minds. And I command that in the name of Jesus now to be broken and the minds of the people to be released. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. You know what these people during Ezekiel's time did? They, even in the temple of Jerusalem, in the very holy of holies, they kept an idol of jealousy, and they worshipped it. And then when you look at the Bible, you will find not only an idol of jealousy there, an idol is anything that you substitute for the Lord. An idol in the Bible doesn't necessarily have to be something that is visible or that is made with human hands. It could be that. But anything that you put your trust in other than in the Lord is an idol. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anything that would take the place of Jesus Christ is an idol. And they place an idol there. Not only that, when you read the Bible, it says, not only had they placed an idol, but my Bible says the priests, the elders were all in the darkness of their rooms in hiding. They were worshipping a fertility god called Tammuz. They were all getting sensual in the secret compartments of their lives. They were engaged in uncleanness. If it is to be said in today's words, they would call themselves believers outwardly. But inside was the secret power of lawlessness that was working. In the secrets of their lives, in the secret area of their lives, they were harboring sin. And while they were harboring sin one after the other, that their integrity left them. They began to get into an attitude of compromise. They compromised so much that later on they said, listen, this is so easy. God is so predictable. We know who God is. We know what worship is. We are, after all, believers. We are, after all, saved ones. After all, we are born again. After all, we know a lot of scriptures. After all, we know a lot of things of the Lord. And so let us just, you know, without anybody realizing, let us just depend upon our own works. Let's make for ourselves our own little kingdoms. You hear that? Oh, hallelujah. But may the Lord rebuke you in His love today, that you might come to your senses and find your consecration and your place in Jesus alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. See, it is amazing how many believers think they can do all they want and still serve the Lord. That's only temporary. You can do all that you want. Now God was rebuking me in a mighty way. Hallelujah. That's what the people in Ezekiel's time was doing. Oh, Ruta Hattana Raja. Amen. Hallelujah. They substitute the real wall being the Lord for a wall that they could make with their own hands. Let it never happen to you and me. My brother, my sister, let me say this one thing and hear me well, please. In the Bible it says about the later times when the spirit of Antichrist will rule. Amen. And the Bible says when the invisible one, who is the beast and the false prophet, will all be revealed. In 2 Thessalonians 2 it says, but the one who is restraining him will be taken away after some time. Are you with me? I'm making it simple, much more simple. The Holy Spirit is the restrainer. Amen. And he shall be taken away, and then the Antichrist will be revealed. And he's called as the man of lawlessness. Amen. Who is engaging in the secret power of lawlessness. Do you hear that? Oh, church, please help me tonight. Amen. So what am I trying to tell you is this. Secret power of lawlessness. You know what that means? Visibly there is no lawlessness, but secretly there is lawlessness. That's because the Holy Spirit, the restrainer, is not inside of them. It is a sign that the Lord has ceased to be a wall. Hear me, please. Oh, hear me, please. Publicly, there is no sin. Publicly, amen, praise the Lord, glory be to God. That's it. But in the secret places of your heart and in your lives and in your homes, and in your bedrooms and in the place where you are alone, there is a secret power of lawlessness, which is the one that works in the Antichrist, working in your system. And why? Because the restrainer, the Holy Ghost, is no longer there as a wall of fire around you. Hear that? And many believers take it lightly. Many believers take it lightly. They do not know they are on a slippery slope. They do not know they are being deceived by the enemy. And when Ezekiel the prophet was preaching, he said, listen, listen, listen. These prophets who have been selling you lies, he's asking you to make for yourself walls and forgetting the Lord. Because that in secret you have been worshipping idols. In secret you have been worshipping your own self. In secret, you have been worshipping your own sensuality and getting engaged in all kind of uncleanness. But tonight, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, if God has called you here tonight, that is to set you free. If you will humble your hearts before the Lord, take the word into your hearts. Take the word into your hearts and say, Lord, I don't want to resist the word. I don't want to resist your spirit. I don't want the secret power of lawlessness working in my system. I want your grace. I want you to be a wall of fire around. Help me, oh God. I don't want to be under the curse of the enemy. Help me tonight, oh Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, Ruda Hatana Rajal Hadala Badamanasya. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Rudajalahatana Raja. Hallelujah. God was convicting me in a mighty way. He was rebuking me, disciplining me in a mighty way. He told me in a very personal way and very, 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 very strong way to humble myself and to humble myself and to make sure that my heart and my focus is on the Lord. Once again, to consecrate myself completely. Amen. And to exhort the church to do the same. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of believers are sitting in their homes in the nights having alcohol after alcohol? How many believers in the nights are sitting before their pornographic machines and watching all kind of uncleanness? How many of them in secret are engaging in sins of different natures? There's a secret power of lawlessness working in your lives. These are days in which God has ordained you to be free, to loose you and set you free. If you humble your souls before the Lord and if you seek His face afresh, the revival of God's glory shall come upon you. You should be saying, Lord, be a wall around me. Be a wall of fire around me. Oh, my Lord, help me. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people don't say TV is an idol. And God was rebuking me very personally. Some people don't think TV is an idol. Because the world accepts it. They don't think that TV is an idol. And if you say it, you'll find it strange. If TV is not an idol, why are all the furniture facing it? If TV is not an idol, why is everybody eating and sleeping before it? If TV is not an idol, why is everybody gathering in front of that machine all the time? It is a sign that you're substituting the Lord with lesser things. As a matter of fact, how many even today, of all the days in fasting and prayer, could say, no, even if something I like, something that is not sinful, something that is good as cricket, I'm going to consecrate and say no. How many of you could say that honestly in your hearts today? You wouldn't even think of it, would you? It's a sign that your hearts have been getting hardened. And let God have mercy on your hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed should be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Open with me to Psalms 80. Everybody likes good messages. Nobody likes to be rebuked. But when God wants you to be rebuked, I better do it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 25 and 28. We read through that. But read it one more time. Now before you come to that, open to Psalms. Psalms 80. One, they had substituted the wall, that is the Lord, for a wall they could build for themselves. But look at Psalms 80. It is amazing. It is amazing. Look at Psalms 80. And verse 7 onwards. Some of you are wondering why your marriages are going apart. You won't say it out, but you know it. Some of you wonder why your children are, in bondage. Some of you are wondering why your finances are getting affected. Why your estates are not being protected. Why your wealth is not being kept. Well, this is the answer. Psalms 80, verses 7 onwards. Restore us, O God of hosts. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be. Amen. You have brought a wine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it. You prepared room for it and caused it to take deep root. And it filled the land. The hills were covered with its shadow, and the mighty cedars with its boughs. She sent out her boughs to the sea and her branches to the river. Then the 12th verse, please. Why have you broken down her? Why have you broken down her hedges or her walls so that all who pass by the way pluck her fruit? The boar out of the woods uproots it, and the wild beasts of the field devour it. My God. Look at that. Isn't it amazing here? The Lord is saying, I saved you by miracles and signs and wonders and brought you out of Egypt. But in between, nobody else, but the Lord is saying, I myself have broken down her hedges. Hear me well, church, please. You're wondering why you're repeatedly falling into sin. You're wondering why, if I belong to God, if I'm supposed to be an overcomer, if I'm supposed to be a vessel of honor, why am I continuously falling into sin? Why am I continuously falling down? You're wondering why? You know why? Because God has taken over your hedge. Not the devil, because the hedge that God puts, the devil can't take away. Amen. Because from Job we know it for sure. If it is a hedge which God has put, if it's a wall that God has put, then the enemy cannot take it away. God is saying, I myself have broken down our hedges. I myself. And so what happens? The boar of the woods uproots it and the wild beast of the field devours it. The wild beast. Wild movies, wild music, everything is coming in just like that now. Wild things to believers. But they praise the Lord about it. Wild things are coming in. Why? Can you imagine that? Sabel Verma Madram, praise the Lord. Yeah. Oh, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Tonight's message is a message of blessing. It's to tell you that, hallelujah. See, God's word is always to be declared with all truth and integrity. So it'll be a blessing for you. I can't scratch your back and say everything's going to be well with you if you're going to continue with your own sin. Are you with me? If you're going to continue with your rebellious ways and go your own way and expect God's restoration and blessings upon your life, I cannot tell you that God shall be a wall. No. If you want to be healed and protected from all sickness and be kept in health, and you're wondering why you are always being attacked by the enemy, I can't tell you everything is going to be okay if God has asked me to declare this word. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I mean, some people don't think that God being so much of love, will God actually take away a hedge from me, around me, and my family? I believe in the love of God more than anything else. I preach on the love of God more than any other preacher you would know. I preach on the mercy and the grace of God more than anybody else in this church, or maybe anybody else in the city. I can say that with all truth. If you heard me week after week, I preach messages with compassion. I preach messages that would set you free. I've fasted, I've prayed with you. I've seen you wanting to be released. I've never preached fire and brimstone and judgment upon your life. Only when God declares a word into my life and says, pronounce it. And then I know, even before I prayed together and ministered here, I was saying, Lord, compassion, compassion, your mercy. Let your people take the word. Let them not resist it. Because in my spirit, I am seeing people resisting the word. I'm seeing them mentally blanking out. And the enemy is deceiving them. Mentally, they're just getting tuned off. That's not what they expected this evening. And so I said, Lord, no. With all honesty and truth, I can say I pray more than anyone else to make sure this word would come across to your life, to release you, and to see the Lord Himself being a wall of fire around you, and that He would guard you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The boar of the woods, wild, that demonic spirit, the boar there is demonic spirit. Some believers are wondering. You know, I was shocked. One of the people in the ministry needed deliverance. And the person who did that said, didn't your pastor know? Well, dude, definitely the pastor knew. Not when he had in secret done something wrong and got all the demons inside of him. If you, the wild boar is demonic spirit, no demon will be able to enter your home. No demon will be able to enter your house, your life, your children's lives, your family. When the Lord is a wall of fire around you. But if he's not, then you are in trouble, mister. You better take the word. You are in trouble. And we'll wonder why the Lord took away the hedge. We will come to that. Isaiah, the 5th chapter. Isaiah, the 5th chapter. Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest wine. Look at the Lord saying that about you and me. You were the choicest wine. Amen. He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes. But it brought forth wild grapes. Now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge please between me and my vineyard. What more could I have done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? You are the choicest wine. I took you, I planted you. നിന്നെ ആരും വിളിച്ചില്ല, നിന്നെ ആർക്കും ആവശ്യമില്ലായിരുന്നു. ഞാനാ നിന്നെ വിളിച്ചത്, ദൈവം പറയുക. Amen. I called you from your family. I called you out of your darkness. ഞാൻ നിന്നെ വിളിച്ചു. I planted you. The Lord is saying. Can you imagine that? The Lord saying. I planted you as my choicest wine. നിന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ ഒരു ഗുണവും പിടിക്കലുമായി മനുഷ്യൻ തള്ളിക്കളഞ്ഞപ്പോൾ ഞാൻ നിന്നെ വിളിച്ച് വേറെ തിരിച്ചിട്ട് ഞാൻ നിന്നെ പ്ലാന്റ് ചെയ്തു. So the Lord is saying. And what more? I put a tower to watch that make sure that you are protected. But I expected to see some fruit. The Lord is saying, I expected to see some. What more could I have done in it? Why, when I expected to bring forth good grapes, it bring forth wild grapes? Now please, let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be burned, and break down its walls, and it shall be trampled down. I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned. That means disciplined. If God is disciplining you today, that's a good sign. It shall not be pruned or dug. But there shall come up briars and thorns. That means worldliness will return back. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. എല്ലാവർക്കും അപരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിന്റെ അനുഭവമൊക്കെ ഒരു പ്രസൻസ് ഒക്കെ ഫീൽ ചെയ്യുമ്പോൾ എനിക്കൊന്നും തോന്നില്ലല്ലോ. പാസ്റ്റർ പറഞ്ഞ വലിയ പ്രസൻസ് ആണ്, എനിക്കൊന്നും പ്രത്യേകിച്ച് തോന്നിയില്ലെന്ന് പറയും. നോ റെയ്. For the vineyard is the Lord of hosts in the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, and behold oppression, for righteousness, but behold weeping. The weeping is the weeping of iniquity or sin. Karachil matram nambi nevinu onnu seriyavunnilla, makkal anusarikkunnilla, bharya kekkunnilla, bhartavellam kekkunu. My brother, my sister, the Lord is saying, around my vineyard, there is no more wall. I have taken it away. Why? Why a God would you do it? Hear that? Look at your neighbor and say, the Lord can do that. The Lord can take away the wall. Say that, because people need to know that. Why did God do that? Why did God do that? How many of you sense the Lord speaking to you? Would you lift your hands, please? Only those people who sense the Lord speaking to you. Why would the Lord do it? Dave, endo nalachi. One more scripture. Open with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 32. One Corinthians 14. And verse 32. Read it. Amen. The spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all the churches of the saints. See, in the Bible, a prophet in the church of Corinth was not somebody who was in the office of a prophet. It's actually speaking about anybody who could utter divine things from their mouth. And God is saying, the prophet is in control of his spirit. He knows everything is in order. There is no confusion. Are you with me? And you read a scripture before which said, a man who does not rule his spirit is like a city broken down without walls. What could take away the wall from your life that could bring in confusion to your life? Some of you have lost your sense of destiny, your calling, the vision that you had of God, your sense of purpose for living, all that you've lost. And if you're true to yourself, you will know it. You're just going through the patterns of worship and all that, but inside there is no destiny. There is no intense zeal for God. A kind of lukewarmness, a kind of complacency, a kind of coldness is set into your system. And sometimes even a kind of hardness in your heart. ഒരു പാട് അതിൽ കുറച്ച് പാടിയിട്ട് പിന്നെ അവിടെ ഇരുന്ന് വരുന്നവരൊക്കെ ആലോചിച്ചു പിന്നെ കുറച്ചു നേരം പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു പിന്നെ ആരാധിക്കാനേ പറ്റുന്നില്ല പിന്നെ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ സഭയിൽ വന്ന് അഭിഷിക്തർ വന്ന് ആരാധനയൊക്കെ എടുത്ത് അഭിഷേകമൊക്കെ ഒഴുകി തുടങ്ങുമ്പോൾ മൂവ് ചെയ്ത് തുടങ്ങുമ്പോൾ അവർ കുലുക്കുന്ന പോലെയൊക്കെ കിടന്ന് കുറച്ചു നേരം കുലുങ്ങും തന്നെ വീട്ടിൽ പോയാൽ ഒരു കുലുക്കോ ഇല്ല ബൈബിൾ ഇവിടെ കൊണ്ടുവന്നിട്ട് പിന്നെ ഒന്ന് ഇവിടെ വെച്ച് തുറന്നാൽ പിന്നെ അടുത്ത ഞായറാഴ്ച ഇവിടെ വരുമ്പോഴേ തുറക്കുള്ളൂ അതിപ്പോ ചിലതൊക്കെ നിർത്തി A man who does not control his spirit is like a city broken down without walls. He's got all kind of confusions out of him. In other words, he's not in control anymore. He's been bombarded on all sides by the enemy. Yella sinner temptation vannale meedum. But this temptation varanda avashyamilla. Can you imagine that? ഒരു നാള് പറഞ്ഞതാ കർത്താവിന് വേണ്ടി മാത്രം ഐ വോണ്ട് കോംപ്രമൈസ് ഐ വിൽ ലീവ് ഫോർ ഗോഡ് ഇന്ന് പ്രത്യേകിച്ച് ഒന്നും വേണ്ട ഒരു റിവോൾവിംഗ് ഡോർ പോലെ എങ്ങോട്ട് കറക്കിയാലും കറങ്ങിപ്പോക്കോളൂ ഹിസ് നോ ലോങ്ർ ഇൻ കൺട്രോൾ ഓഫ് ഹിസ് സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഹിസ് നോ ലോങ്ർ ഇൻ കൺട്രോൾ ഓഫ് ഹിസ് ലൈഫ് ഹിസ് ലോസ് കൺഫ്യൂഷൻ ഐ മീൻ ഹിസ് ലോസ് കൺട്രോൾ ആർ യു ദേർ ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ് ദിസ് ഈവനിംഗ് ഹല്ലേലൂയ ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് ബി ദ നെയിം ഓഫ് ദ ലോർഡ് ഹിസ് ലോസ് ദ കൈൻഡ് ഓഫ് ഡിവൈൻ പ്രൊട്ടക്ഷൻ ഇൻ ഹിസ് ലൈഫ് And you're blaming somebody else. No. You know, when I'll come to the reason why. You will find in the scriptures, a man in the Bible whom God called Saul. God anointed him. God anointed him. For 2 years he walked in the anointing. For 2 years. Bhayangara fire aanu, commitment aanu, seal aanu, ella aanu Saul nu. After 2 years, Saul begins to become proud. He begins to think of himself greater than he is. It happens to save people, you know. Believers. രാജാവാണ്, ശുശ്രൂഷയുണ്ട്, പിന്നെ പ്രൈഡാ, പിന്നെ എന്താണ്. ഇപ്പൊ ചില ചില സഭയിലൊക്കെ പോയിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ അവനൊന്നും കുലുങ്ങുപോലും ഇല്ല, അറിയാവോ. ബിലീവേഴ്സ് ചോദിച്ചു, അൺബിലീവേഴ്സ് ആ മോർ റിസെപ്റ്റീവ് ബിലീവേഴ്സ്. പല സീസണായ ബിലീവേഴ്സ് ഒക്കെ ഇങ്ങനെ കല്ല് വളരെ കൈയൊക്കെ പൊക്കാൻ പറഞ്ഞാൽ കൈയൊന്നും പൊക്കുന്ന പരിപാടി പോലും ഇല്ല. എന്തിനും അതിനാക്കിയിട്ട് എഴുന്നേറ്റ് പോകാന്നുള്ള പരിപാടിയുള്ളൂ. 2 years he walked in the anointing. But then he becomes proud. He hardens his heart against God. Not only does he harden his heart against God, but now he is wanting the prophet to speak to him what he wants to hear. പക്ഷെ അനുസരിക്കാൻ ആഗ്രഹമില്ല. Hear the difference, please. He wants prophets to come and declare to him. അങ്ങനെയുള്ളവർക്ക് വ്യക്തിപരമായിട്ട് വചനം കേൾക്കാനൊക്കെ ഇഷ്ടമാണ്, ഒരു മടിയില്ല. പക്ഷെ അനുസരിക്കാൻ നോ. വചനം കേട്ടോളൂ. ഉപവാസ പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് ഇടയ്ക്കും വന്ന് ഇരിക്കാം, പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം, വചനമൊക്കെ കേട്ടോളാം എന്നൊക്കെ ഇരുന്നോളൂ. അനുസരിക്കാന്ന് വെച്ചാ നോ. റൈറ്റ് ലീഡിംഗ് ടു സ്റ്റബേൺനെസ്. Stubbornness leading to rebellion. Now he is rebelling. അവനെ ഒരിടത്തും സബ്മിറ്റ് ചെയ്യാൻ പറ്റിയല്ല. ഐ മീൻ ആരെ ചോദിച്ചാ പറ ഞാൻ ആരാന്ന് അറിയത്തില്ലേ. സാവുള്ളൂ, രക്ഷിക്കപ്പെട്ട് സ്നാനപ്പെട്ട് അഭിഷേകം പ്രാപിച്ച് നിൽക്കുന്ന ആ വ്യക്തിയാ. റിബലിയൻ. 2 years അഭിഷേകത്തിൽ നടന്നവനാ, പിന്നെ തൗട്ട് പോകുന്ന പോക്ക. റിബലിയൻ കഴിഞ്ഞപ്പോ വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പൻഡ്? ഡീമൺസ് ബിഗേൻ ടു അറ്റാക്ക് ഹിം. ദ വാൾ വാസ് ലിഫ്റ്റഡ് അപ്പ്. പിന്നെ തോട്ട്സ് ഓഫ് മർഡർ, എൻവി, ആംഗർ. ഹി ഈസ് ലൂസിംഗ് ഹിസ് ആംഗർ. ദാവീദിനെ കാണുമ്പോ ഇറിറ്റേഷൻ, എൻവി വരുക, വേറെ ആരെങ്കിലും ശുശ്രൂഷിക്കുന്ന കണ്ട അസൂയ വരുക, ദേഷ്യം വരുക. Demonic hordes are attacking his life. He's got no more control. He's lost control of his life. He is on a downward slide. And you know what? He goes to the extent of rebelling in such a way that he is going and sitting under a witch. My brother, my sister, is the Lord speaking to you tonight. He's going and sitting under a witch. Why is pride led to stubbornness, led to a rebellion? Oh, hallelujah. May God have mercy upon our souls this night. May God have mercy upon our souls this night. May He restore unto you what you have lost. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of you would like just lift your hands and say, Lord, I want to humble myself before your mighty hand. I want to humble myself before your mighty hand, Lord. Please, Lord, be a wall around me. Forgive me. Forgive me. I repent of my sin. I repent of my hardness. Atmarthoyittu prarthiche. Njan prarthippikkanda aavashyamillallo. സ്വർഗത്തിലെ ദൈവസ്ഥാനത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാൻ നിങ്ങൾക്ക് അറിയാലോ. നിങ്ങൾ പിള്ളേരല്ലല്ലോ, നിങ്ങൾ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച്. ദൈവം നിങ്ങളോട് സംസാരിച്ചുവെങ്കിൽ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച്, ഹൃദയം തുറന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ച്. കരഞ്ഞ് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കണമെങ്കിൽ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു. കരയുന്നതിനൊന്നും നാണിക്കണ്ട, ദൈവത്തിന്റെ മുന്നേ കരയാ. ഹൃദയം കഠിനമാകാതെ ഏൽപ്പിച്ചു കൊടുത്ത് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്ക. ഉടജാല രത്നാരാജന. ഓ ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഹല്ലേലൂയ. രുകട ഹത്നാരാജ, രുടജാല ഹത്നാരകട മന്ദരസ്യ. പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചേ. Cut up the last one.